From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Former FBI Director Jim Comey will tell the Senate Intelligence Committee Thursday that President Trump asked him for loyalty during White House conversations concerning the agency's handling of investigations into current and former administration officials. The committee released an advanced copy of Comey's opening statement on Wednesday, including Comey's account that Mr. Trump suggested that he alter the course of FBI investigations. British voters are heading to the polls Thursday in a snap election called by Conservative Prime Minister Theresa May, who explained on Wednesday its importance.
This is important because this election is not just about the next 5 years. It's about setting this country on the right course for generations to come.
The Prime Minister hopes to improve her party's 17-seat majority ahead of what are expected to be difficult Brexit negotiations with the European Union. Results of the vote for the 650 seats are expected early Friday morning. The issue of security has been prominent in the weeks leading up to the vote after attacks in London and Manchester killed 30 people. South Korean President Moon Jae-in criticized North Korea's latest missile launches, which he warned would only further its isolation and economic uncertainty. Pyongyang on Thursday launched what Seoul described as several land-to-ship missiles off its east coast, despite tightening international sanctions. The cruise missiles flew about 200 kilometers before falling into the Sea of Japan. The North Korean leader has said his regime is trying to perfect an intercontinental ballistic missile capable of hitting the U.S. mainland. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Wednesday's twin attacks in Tehran that targeted Iran's parliament building and the mausoleum of the late Ayatollah Khomeini. At least 13 people were killed and dozens wounded. Iran's Revolutionary Guard blamed Saudi Arabia, a charge Riyadh denied. Indiana University analyst Hussein Benay called it a rare attack from a group outside the country and was surprised by the quick claim of responsibility.
To have the kind of claim of responsibility be also broadcast over the internet so soon after the fact, it just seemed to, in fact, be a very spectacular exception to what has been, for Iran, a kind of a long peace since that first turbulent decade of the revolution.
President Trump Wednesday said the U.S. grieves and prays for the innocent victims, but added states that sponsor terrorism risk falling victim to the evil they promote. On Thursday, Iran's foreign minister called that repugnant. The United Nations Human Rights Office said Thursday that it has credible reports indicating Islamic State fighters in Iraq killed at least 231 civilians who were trying to flee Western Mosul in recent weeks. The fight for Western Mosul has been ongoing since February following the success of Iraqi troops backed by airstrikes from a U.S.-led coalition and taking the eastern side of the city. Fully securing Mosul would mark a major victory in the campaign to oust the militant group that swept through large areas of Iraq, including Mosul, back in 2014. Myanmar's military said Thursday searchers began retrieving bodies and plane debris believed to be from a military aircraft that went missing Wednesday with 122 people on board. The transport plane disappeared after takeoff from a southern town en route to Yangon. President Trump Wednesday offered to mediate the diplomatic dispute between several Saudi Arabian states and Qatar over its alleged support of terrorism. Saudi Arabia and three others broke ties with Doha on Monday. The foreign minister of the United Arab Emirates, Anwar Gargash, told the Associated Press Qatar must expel members of Hamas, stop its support of al-Qaeda-linked groups, and rein in media outlets such as Al Jazeera to end the dispute. He called Qatar's foreign policy disruptive.
It has chosen to ride a tiger of extremism and terrorism, and this is causing us all to pause and say, can we really continue with this duplicitous relationship, or should we draw a line in the sand and say, this is where we need to take action?
Qatar has denied supporting terrorism, and Kuwait is trying to mediate the crisis. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.